from round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood.
This is Dave for Breakfast.
Triple M Breakfast.
Dave for Breakfast with your weekly brekkie catch-up. This week's guests include Senior Regional Officer Consumer Protection Cheryl Dennis with great advice on quad bikes around the farm and, more importantly, being safe around the kids. Our local chit-chatterer from Cooker and Mary Nenke chats about the Rural Women's Awards she attended. Plus, Narrogin CWA Belle Michelle Parker has a great recipe for those overripe bananas.
It's Triple M Breakfast. Getting your day going and feeling good.
This is Dave for Breakfast.
It's time now to check in with our Senior Regional Officer for Consumer Protection, Cheryl Dennis. Good morning, dear Cheryl.
Good morning. Hope you're all well.
So school holidays are upon us and there's great, nice, sunshiny weather out there, which of course means that a lot of possibly quad bike adventures. So Consumer Protection, you guys are urging families to prioritise safety when it comes to quad biking. Can you tell us more about this, Cheryl?
Yeah, absolutely. So sadly, quad bikes are a leading cause of death or serious injury in Australian farms. So since 2020, we've had 10 West Aussies that have been killed on quad bike accidents. Of this, three just last year, one of which a young girl under the age of 10. So this is a timely reminder for the school holidays. 60% of quad bike fatalities occur during a rollover. Even slower speeds, these bikes can topple over and crush a rider with hundreds of kilos of machine. Despite being marketed as all-terrain vehicles, quad bikes cannot safely go anywhere and everywhere. Steep slopes or rough terrain can cause a risk of rollover.
Is there anything people can do to help prevent these rollovers on the farms?
So since October 2021, general use quad bikes must have an operator protection device known as an OPD fitted or integrated into its design. So if the bike rolls over, it's held off the ground and the rider can avoid injury or death as a result of being crushed or pinned under the weight. If you own an older quad bike, we want you to consider retrofitting an OPD. When you purchase a new quad bike, look at the mandatory hang tag so that you can compare the stability of different models.
So quad bikes can be very big and heavy. What does Consumer Protection say about children riding them?
Quad bikes aren't children's toys. The safest option for children is to not ride quad bikes, even as passengers. They lack the size and the physical strength or skill to safely operate quad bikes built for adults. Even the smaller youth quad bikes have been involved in fatality incidents in Australia.
So what can people do to stay safe when going on a quad bike adventure these school holidays?
Yeah, so we're urging people who ride quad bikes or even passengers to prepare safe, wear safe, ride safe. Prepare safe by ensuring you are trained to ride a quad bike. Check the quad has been maintained and is in a safe condition. It's also a good idea to tell someone where you plan on going and when you're expected to return. As mentioned earlier, when buying a quad bike, use the mandatory hang tags to compare the stability of different models. Wear safe with a helmet. That means Australian safety standards. Put on protective clothing and gear such as goggles, long sleeves, pants, boots and gloves. In regards to ride safe, ensure children are safely supervised around quad bike activity. Never let them ride quads meant for adults, even as passengers. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Don't carry passengers on quads meant for one person. Try to ride familiar tracks and always carry a mobile or a two-way in case there's an emergency. If you prepare safe, wear safe, ride safe, when you're using quad bikes, it will help you and your loved ones, friends, and work colleagues reduce the risk of injury or death. For more information, you can visit our website at consumerprotection.wa.gov.au and search quad bike.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your wise words there this morning, Cheryl. Always great to know that what safety advice is around.
Absolutely. Take care, everyone. It's Triple M
Breakfast. Getting your day going and feeling good.
This is Day for Breakfast.
Now time to check in and see what our local chit-chatter has been doing, all the way from Cookerin. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Dave.
So, Mary, last week you went to an amazing night, the Rural Women's Awards.
Yes, and you know it was the biggest night they've ever had. There were over 100 women there. And the three finalists were amazing, passionate women from the Wheat Belt. So that was pretty special.
Fantastic. And it's great that there is more and more awareness of women in our rural areas and, more importantly, the roles that they play in not just in farming but, you know, in our local businesses and everything else.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, in schools, I mean, the first one that's mentioned is Jay Page from Northam. And she's a school teacher and she's passionate about bees. You know, she's got involved in the bee industry. And, of course, her aim is to educate, you know, the children and further afield that the importance of bees, because without bees we lose, you know, at least a third of our food.
Mm. And so, what better place to start that education than the classroom?
Exactly. So, you know, and then they can go home and tell mum and dad and so on. But, you know, it is really critical at the moment with varroa mite in the East Coast and people not aware of the importance of not bringing, well, some of them are, you know, I guess a lot of people are aware, but we need to make that awareness of not to bring honey into our state in any way or form.
Absolutely. And just the importance that the bees do have on our economy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, she was saying how much difference they'll make to a crop by increasing the production because of their activity out there. So, yeah, really important things. My Michael has his, you know, about 20 hives and keeps us in honey, and we sell honey to people that come and visit it. And it's just fabulous honey. I mean, honey out in the area is very... It's got an amazing flavour, and it's a lot more dense because of our dry climate. So, yes,
and of course, another amazing woman was part of the Farming Champions, a not-for-profit farmer on your plate from Wandering.
Absolutely. Nicola was amazing. It was great. She was there shining in green, really educating the general public about the importance of our farmers. And, you know, we need more information out there to the public. You know, they need to know the challenges that we have in producing food, the challenges we have in regional Australia of not being connected half the time, you know, trying to download something and 5 minutes later you've downloaded it. So Farming Champions is about, you know, creating that awareness, and Nicola is doing a fabulous job as the leader, as president of Farming Champions, and highlighting the role of family farms in farming families in food providence.
Absolutely, most important there, and especially raising that awareness is just and educating as to where our food is coming from and the importance of our farming families. But of course, the winner for it was from Bolgart, a business advocate, Mandy Walker.
Yes, Mandy was extremely passionate and impressive. She actually has a huge project that she wants to bring to the Wheat Belt and regions and further afield, and that is to actually have the government spending money on defence some of the production being done in our regional towns.
So, one thing we need more of is our federal government assistance.
Absolutely. Well, you know, if they're going to spend money, this isn't actually asking for a handout. This is actually stimulating jobs in the region. So that would also help, you know, grow our towns if we've got more activity going out there. But with this, the submarines that, you know, are going to be built, that's a huge project, and there's huge opportunities for businesses in Australia.
Absolutely. Well, Mary, it's always a pleasure talking everything local with you, and look forward to catching up again next week and finding out what's been happening all around the place.
Thank you, Dave. It's Triple M
Breakfast. Getting your day going and feeling good.
This is Dave for Breakfast.
Yep, get those taste buds revved up, because it's time to head into the kitchen and find out what we've got from the Narrogin Sidaway Bells, Michelle Parker. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, David.
So you've got another little sweetie for us, the old banana muffin.
Oh, look, everybody knows about the tried and true banana muffins. Everyone's got that banana that goes a little bit ugly in the fruit bowl. And should I use it? Should I not? Yes. Use those ugly bananas up, as they taste the best in the banana muffin.
They certainly do, and I must admit that was one thing that my grandmother taught me, was always use that ugly, overripe banana in your cooking. It'll turn out perfect. So, what do we need for banana muffins?
Now, we want a reasonably hotter oven for this, about 200 degrees Celsius. If you've got the luxury of a fan force one, just pop it down a bit to 180 degrees. Our ingredients list today is 2 cups of self-raising flour, 1/2 cup of caster sugar, 1/2 cup of milk, 2 eggs, 60 grams of butter, 2 nice, really ripe bananas mashed up. And once again, I've decided to sneak in some chopped bits. So we'd like to have 200 grams or about 1 cup of dark chopped bits to go with that.
Oh, yum. Chocolate and banana do go together very nicely.
Oh, yes.
So then once we've got those ingredients, what do we do with them?
Okay, we're going to just sift the flour into a mixing bowl. Then you're going to stir in the sugar. Just make a well in the centre of the dry ingredients once you've done that. My favourite thing to melt butter is just quickly do it in a Pyrex jug in the microwave. So melt the butter in a heat-proof bowl or jug, or you can do it over the stove in a small saucepan if you prefer it, and just set it aside to cool a little bit, because we don't want to cook the other ingredients with hot butter. For example, when we put those eggs in, we don't want them to scramble. So while we're waiting that to cool slightly, we'll just add the milk and the eggs into that well of dry ingredients that we did before, and then we'll pop in the butter as well, along with the mashed banana. Now, using a wooden spoon, this is pretty important. For some reason, muffins like the wooden spoon. Just gently mix those ingredients until it's just combined. And why I say that is because over-mixing muffin mixture, they turn out tough. You won't get that beautiful, fluffy texture if you over-mix them. It may look a little bit weird because you can kind of see everything there, but it's not like blitzed and blended away, but don't worry, that'll all work out at the end. Now, once you've done that gentle, just mixing of the ingredients, now's the time to stir in your chopped bits. Just a reminder again, don't beat that mixture or your muffins will be tough. Get that muffin tray out with your paper cases. You can spoon the mixture evenly into these muffin cases, and we're just going to bake that for about 20 minutes or just if you touched it on the top of your muffin, you wanted that to be just firm on top. But basically, that's it. Then you're going to turn them out and have them cool on the cooling rack, and they're ready to go.
Absolutely delicious. And I like the fact that it's minimal effort to it. You don't need to spend, you know, minutes and hours upon beating it around. You just got to mix it in enough to get it mixed, and then throw it into the oven. That sounds perfect to me. Quick and easy.
And hardly any washing up, David. I love that bit.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning and giving us this banana muffin recipe. Look forward to seeing what you've got for us next week.
Thank you, David. Have a great day. It's Triple M
Breakfast. Getting your day going and feeling good.
This is Dave for Breakfast.
Well, that's it for another Brekkie Catch-Up. But I'll be back for breakfast weekdays 6 till 9 on the Great Southern's Triple M, or you can tune into the podcast end of the week. Either way, I look forward to your company then.